Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from Holy Scripture is from the 8th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, beginning with the 18th verse. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our meditation for this morning is based on the reading which we just heard from Romans chapter 8. Dear friends in Christ, in a time of global pandemic, manifest racism, injustices, shelter in place, civil unrest, rebellion against authority and the rule of law, economic uncertainty, the loss of free speech and paranoia about standing too close or congregating too many at one time, even as the family of God in the divine service, we certainly are growing, awaiting a return to some sense of normalcy. A few of us would simply settle for a baseball game. But our text points us to a greater growing or longing for restoration for those who are called children of God, as we await with groans of anticipation the freedom of the glory of the children of God, the redemption of our bodies in the resurrection of the life everlasting. In this fallen world, all of creation groans and is subject to emptiness, vanity, and futility, always. But it is in very difficult times that we hear that groaning a bit more loudly. And it is in the most difficult of times that those who know God's love for them in Christ Jesus have a very particular groaning that is rooted in hope. In fact, the groaning of the believer is the first fruit of the Spirit, who has put that faith in our hearts, which longs for full emancipation from our bondage to sin in the resurrection. We have groans of hope, knowing that our present suffering is also subject to the wisdom, design, and perfect purpose of a loving Heavenly Father who works all things together for our eternal good, for the certain sake of our eternal salvation, where all things, including all creation, will be made new. This subjection to futility reminds us of the fall of our first parents. After their rebellion, God said to Eve, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing, and pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you." And to Adam, he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The creation, which had served man and woman perfectly with them as the head and crown of it all, was then and is now subject to futility by God himself as part of our first parents' touch. And we, as sinners, today, the hardships of our times, and in any time of prosperity, we are reminded by these same hardships that here we have no enduring city since the fall of our first parents, but rather only soldiers to our eternal home in heaven. We can have moments of great joy, no doubt. God is merciful to all the wicked in this life with moments of temporal joy. But this world, with all its vanity and futility, will pass away. Those who are called to be children of God, however, live differently from the rest of the world. The children of God express themselves differently. And in hardships, great hardships, especially, we are to stand up. We live in the midst of hardship with consolation, hope, and divine assurance by the Spirit's power, and therefore longing, even groaning through faith for that which our eyes do not yet see, clinging to the promises from God's word of a new birth by grace through faith in Christ Jesus that is ours in the day of the resurrection. Our hardships are even counted blessings, as they remind us of our mortality, which in turn brings us to our Father's throne of grace. There we hear from a loving Father that nothing we endure in this fallen world can compare to that which he has prepared for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And how can we not love him? Since God the Father did not punish us with our first parents as our sins deserve. Rather, he has sought us out and given us an undeserved adoption as his children by sending his only begotten Son in our place to suffer our punishment and even the abandonment to hell that we deserve. In all this, so that we might have adoption into his household for all eternity. These difficult times, dear brothers and sisters, are good times for those who know God's gracious love for them. While the world is in fear and uncertainty, while the wise turn to the so-called sciences, while politicians claim they can make it all better, we, who have the spirit of faith, know that the best is yet to come, and that is our glory. We groan for that emancipation from our slavery to sin, death, and death in this fallen world. We cling to the forgiveness of sins and salvation in Jesus Christ, and nothing, Paul tells us, nothing, absolutely nothing, here in this lowly life, compared to the glory that is soon to be revealed to us. This is our consolation of hope and divine assurance, which we boldly and fearlessly believe and confess before the world, even and especially in times such as these. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Eric and Johanna Stinnett, who served the Lord in Ethiopia. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.